Fifth parak of Trumas, Mishnah Aleph. We're continuing halachas of Truma that falls into Chulin. The previous parak was talking about how to calculate the 100, and now we're going to talk about various situations, what to do when there's less than 100 and what to do when there's more than 100. So Truma Temeya, Shenafel Apachos Memeya Chulin. The first case is when the Truma is Temeya. Truma Temeya is also Bachila, even to Kohanim. Nobody's allowed to eat it. But this fell into less than 100 of Chulin. The rule is that if it's less than 100 of Chulin, it's not Batel. Or Lamait Derishin, or Lamait Desheni, or Lehektish, or even if it fell into Lamait Derishin, Lamait Desheni, or Hektish, all these things are not Truma items. But the Lamait, we don't have 100 connected to Truma. Bein Tameya, Bein Taharim, whether they are Tameya Tah, Yi Rok Vu. You have to let the whole thing rot. You cannot eat it. Why? Because Truma Tameya is also Bachila. Now, the truth is, there is halacha. If you have oil of Truma Tameya, one can burn it. The question is, why doesn't it say there's an option of burning it? So it says that since this is not pure Truma, it's a mixture, we're concerned that people are going to, if they're going to leave it around, they may come to eat it. Now, if they know it's pure Truma, they're not going to eat it. It's the whole mixture, concerned that until you have a chance to burn it, people may eat it. Therefore, you just put it aside in a place that's going to rot, and that's the end of it. In Tayyuhai Tayyuhai, now we have a case where the saw of Truma that fell into less than 100 times of Chulin, but in this case, the Truma was Tahoya. So that can be eaten by Kohanim. And therefore, even though the Truma is not Batal, but Yimachu le Kohanim ben made Truma, Chutz mit Mayo Yisrael, you sell the mixture to Kohanim. Now, you can sell it to them because you don't have to give it to them, because let's say you have 90 Chulin connected one of Truma. So you have 91. Units over here, 90 of them do not belong to the coin, only one belongs to the coin, so you could charge him for 90 and one you have to give for free because that one belongs to him. It might be Rishon Naflo, if it fell to Maitre Rishon, which goes to the Levi, then you could shame the Truma's Maitre. You should designate the Truma, that there is a Truma's Maitre, let's say on the southern part of this produce, and once you've proclaimed it to Truma's Maitre, then you'll give the whole thing over to Kohanim also. In the Maitre Sheino, the Hektish Nafla, if it fell into Maitre Sheino, which has to be brought into Yerushalayim with the Hektish, you have to redeem them. And once you redeem them, then you can give it to a Kohen with the same process that he pays for everything except for the saw that belongs to him. And Tamei Moise, how you Moise Chulin? What happens if you have Truma Tahira that fell into Tamei Chulin? So the halacha over here is we want to protect and prevent the Truma from becoming tamei. So the Truma itself we're talking about now never came in contact with water or another liquid after it was picked, and therefore even if it touches something which is tamei, it will not be makabel Truma. And therefore we say in this situation you have a mixture of chulin which is tamei and Truma which is still tahira, ye'ochlin nikudim oy kloyus. You have to eat it either dry or just roast it and without any liquid, or you lotion may pay it. So if you want to use a liquid, you have to use fruit juices other than oil, olive oil and wine, because those other juices do not have the status of mashke, and therefore the truma that you have will remain not susceptible for tuma, and the truma will remain tahira. Or you split it up into small amounts that will be less than kebeitza, and less than a beitza of oichol tamei will not be matana the truma. So the bottom line of this is that if you have a mixture of chulin tameyim and truma tahira, you have to make sure the truma tahira does not become asa because tamei, because the second will become tamei, it will alter the whole mixture. So therefore, you have to eat in a fashion. When I was talking about truma, the truma itself was not yet mukshel kabel tumah, did not come in contact with one of the seven types of liquids, and therefore make sure that this mixture remains like that, doesn't come in contact with the seven types of liquids, and therefore the truma will remain tahira. You sell the whole thing to the kohanim, and the kohanim obviously will eat it when they are tameyim, because this mixture is tameya except for the truma which is within it.